Around 1920, my great-great-grandfather, Willie Tipton Prophet, or WT as he was known to all his friends and family, built his first hammered dulcimer. My grandfather, Paul Prophet, tells the story as he remembers it.
First I remember seeing a dulcimer, of course, is at Granddad's house, and he was professional. He made five or six, because some of my uncle's mates had them, of course. He made the first one back when his family was at home.
Look how musically inclined family.
A couple or three aunts that played piano, one of the old type, the big piano. Papa used to be a pretty good singer at church. In later years, after all the kids had grown and away from home and they had families, when we'd get together, we'd sing some. We sang quite a bit that way.
My grandfather's brothers were also musicians.
Elvin had a guitar, and he played some. He could make some music. He ordered him a guitar from Montgomery Ward's, and the flood came in Louisville in 1937, and he hadn't got it. It was tied up in the flood. It was two or three months at least before he ever got it, because he didn't figure he'd ever get it after the flood and things in Louisville, But he did. He finally got it. And he played it. Yeah, Ray had one of them little tater bug mandolin type things, they made pretty music if you could play them.
My grandfather didn't play any instruments, but my mother remembers his instrument of choice, his voice.
I remember Daddy, especially where we lived upon a hill, and there was bottom land down in front of the house. And I can remember that I can hear Daddy, I can see him down there with a mule, geeing and hawing, and using a harrow, breaking the ground, getting the ground ready for planting, and then I can see him when he plowed tobacco down there. And he always was singing, top of his voice. Singing praises to God, that's what he was doing, And it was just him and God out there. And I can just hear his voice echoing down that hall today,
Heaven is nearer and the way grows clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
And I remember that Mom and Daddy would always sing. A lot of time we would even be in the car going places and they would sing. And they would sing it just at different times. Of course, we were always singing praise songs. And then after we were grown, as our family increased, we'd get together some, we would all sing. Very pleasant memories.
But my mother also wanted to play the piano.
In the third grade, I went to a small school. One of the teachers there could play the piano by ear, and he played a lot, and we would sing. When I first heard him play the piano, all my life I wanted to play. Mother and Daddy grew up in a generation where their parents raised them during the Depression, and that influence of their parents taught them to be very frugal with their money. So Mom and Dad paid cash for everything they had, and they were paying for a farm and three children. Of course, there was the issue of taking me for lessons, and we only had one vehicle. I may have never let them know how much I really wanted to play a piano, because I knew it wasn't feasible.
So Mom, like her father, learned to express her love of music through singing. I never remember a time when my mother didn't sing. I remember her singing the most as she would cook supper for us every night, and later, while she was cleaning up after we had eaten, she was always singing. And it made me think that she must always be happy, because her songs were all happy songs. Every morning, I woke up not by an alarm clock, but by my mother opening the door to my room and singing me awake. I didn't always like that, but that was the way she did it. And when the time came when I wanted to learn to play the piano, and then later the flute, like many baby boomers, my parents made the sacrifices necessary to see that I had what they had wanted. We may not know for sure when a love of music started in my family. It may have been with my great-great-grandfather when he made that dulcimer, but probably it was much earlier. Either way, when I hear my own children singing as they go through their days, I know it is a love that will go on for many years in my family.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, hey.